This is Terry Mandel, DO, dictating an attorney letter to Brad Smith regarding Brad Smith of the attorney Brad Smith of the Ken Nunn Law Office, address on file. Dear Mr. Smith, per your request for an independent medical evaluation on your client, Carl Garland, please note the following medical letter, period. Carl is C-A-R-L. Garland is G-A-R-L-A-N-D, period. Note to the, don't type this, but this is a note to the transcriptionist. This is a different automobile accident, so there's actually two letters with the patient's same name, period. Back to dictation. On January 31st, 2023, I performed an independent medical evaluation, period. I reviewed thousands of pages of medical records, as well as taking the history directly from the patient, period. A doctor-patient relationship was not established. Period. New paragraph. The patient is a 67-year-old male, weight 120 pounds, height 5'7" tall, period. The patient was involved in an automobile accident on or about May 15th of 2021, period. The patient was a driver with a seat belt on, period. He was rear-ended by a small commercial truck on I-80, period. There was damage to the vehicle, period. The patient was jerked, period. His face hit the vehicle, period. Although he denied loss of consciousness, he did have injury, period. He had immediate pain in his neck, comma, low back, comma, face, comma, confusion, comma, memory issues, comma, numbness in his left arm and left shoulder pain, period. Despite treatment, present day, he is still experiencing pain as well as difficulty breathing out of his nose, period. He's having pain in his left clavicular region as well as aggravation of his low back pain, period. New paragraph. His left the patient states that his nose was fractured, and he is still experiencing memory issues and confusion, period. New paragraph. In reference to the nose, he is having pain as well as breathing issues, period. The pain is described as occasional, period. It is worse when he lays down, period. It occurs approximately 4 hours a day, and it is a throbbing and sharp pain, period. It ranges in intensity from a good day of 4 out of 10 to a bad day of 7 out of 10, period. The pain radiates up to his head on occasion, period. He occasionally has numbness, period. This did require surgery, period. New paragraph. His left clavicular pain is described as constant, period. It is sharp and throbbing with aching, period. On a good day, it ranges in intensity from 6 out of 10 to a bad day of 8 out of 10, period. The pain radiates down his left arm to his fingers, period. New paragraph. His low back pain is described as constant with sharp and burning qualities, period. The ache ranges in intensity from a good day of 5 out of 10 to a bad day of 9 out of 10, period. The pain radiates down both legs, period. This is an aggravation from his 2020 accident, period. He states the pain is approximately 40 to 50% worse pain than he had with his accident of 2020, period. He states that surgery was advised after this automobile accident, period. New paragraph. The patient has memory issues and confusion that were aggravated by this automobile accident. However, it did start after the first accident in 2020 period. He states that his memory issues and confusion are 40 to 50% worse following this automobile accident period. New paragraph. The timeline of treatment for this 2021 auto accident, as best recollected by the patient, was that day he was seen at urgent care. He was seen at Franciscan hospital unit and did have x-rays, period. The next day or so, he saw his family doctor at Franciscan. He also had CAT scans, period. He had physical therapy with several episodes, period. He had nose surgery approximately October of 2022, period. He is still seeing the nose specialist, period. New paragraph. Activities of daily living are affected as follows, period. He has problems putting on his clothes, period. He has problems dancing, period. Lifting is difficult, period. Sleeping is difficult, period. He has problems with diminished ability to smell, period. He has problems with nose breathing, period. He has difficulty lifting weights and walking, period. Walking over one block is difficult, period. Yard work and housework is affected, period. New paragraph. Present treatment for his condition includes a back brace, as well as a lumbar cushion in his automobile, period. He is taking medication and doing stretching exercises, period. New paragraph. Medications include gabapentin, Percocet, muscle relaxer, and three blood pressure medicines, period. New paragraph, past surgical history reveals nasal surgery from the fracture sustained in this automobile accident, period. New paragraph, past traumatic medical history reveals that he was involved in an automobile accident in 2020 with injuries to multiple areas, including the lumbar area, cervical area, left shoulder area, thoracic area, bilateral hips, as well as memory issues, period. In 2013, his vehicle was totaled by a semi and had bulging discs in his neck and low back with some residual pain prior to this automobile accident, period. The automobile accidents of 2020 and 2021 caused aggravation of his cervical and lumbar pain that were started in the automobile accident and other issues related to 2013 period. The patient has no history of any significant work injuries, period. In August of 2022, he was involved in an automobile accident with no serious injuries, whereby he was rear-ended, seen at urgent care, with no significant treatment, period. New paragraph, occupation is self-employed, selling shoes and clothing, period. New paragraph, I reviewed an extensive amount of medical records, several thousand pages, and would like to comment on some of the pertinent studies. Office notes, May 17th, 2021, by Dr. Kelly, K-E-L-L-Y. Assessment, concussion with no loss of consciousness with mental confusion or disorientation, period. Concussion, period. Plan is cervicalgia. That's cervicalgia. X-rays were ordered. Concussion, radiographic imaging ordered. Dorsalgia, dorsalgia, radiographic studies ordered. Low back pain, radiographic studies ordered. Pain in the left hip, x-rays ordered. Pain in the left shoulder, x-rays ordered. Pain in the right hip, x-rays ordered. Chief complaint, motor vehicle accident, May 15th, 2021 on Interstate 80. A Ford truck hit the Dodge van and he had to pull over to the side right away, period. He felt neck and upper and lower back pain, period. On May 15th, 2021, later that evening, he started feeling much more pain and numbness in the left shoulder and left arm, period. He had some confusion after his last accident that began about 6 months ago and worsened after this accident, period. Yesterday, he left Walmart and ended in La Porte trying to go home, but instead ended up in La Porte, period. On physical examination, abnormalities were noted. Examination of the cervical spine elicited pain by motion, period. A foraminal compression test caused pain to radiate to the left arm with the head rotated to the right, period. Lumbosacral spine pain was elicited by motion, period. A straight leg raising test was positive, period. A contralateral straight leg raising test was positive at 65 degrees, period. Hip motion was abnormal. Confusion was observed, period. Notes from Allied ENT, September 27th, 2022. Carl presents today for deviated septum, period. He was in a motor vehicle collision about a year ago and has had difficulty breathing through his nose ever since, period. They note nasal fracture. They states that new patient Carl presents today for nasal septal fracture from 5/21 of 21. He was seen in Maryville and had imaging done showing fracture, period. He reports it is difficult to breathe through the left nostril, period. On examination, the septum was intact but slightly deviated left, period. Other records, the exact date is hard to read, but it looks like October 20-something of 2022. Procedure was septoplasty and resection of bilateral inferior turbinates, period. Notes from Chesterton Physical Therapy in Michigan City, dated June 4th, 2021, relates the patient is a 66-year-old that has suffered numerous car accidents over the years, period. His last car accident was in May 2021. He presents with left arm pain, comma, weakness, and scapular instability, period. CT scan of the head, May 17th, 2021, was unremarkable. CT of the cervical spine, May 17th, 2021, showed no fractures and multi-level mild to moderate cervical spondylosis. X-rays of the left shoulder, no evidence of acute fracture, mild deformity, distal clavicle, probable healed fracture, period. X-rays of the cervical spine showed spondylitic changes of the cervical spine. X-rays of the thoracic spine, mild degenerative changes, period. X-rays of the lumbar spine showed no acute osseous abnormalities. X-rays of the hip bilaterally were negative for acute fractures, period. Chesterton Physical Therapy, Michigan City, May 25th, 2021. Patient presents with sprain slash strain at the cervical, scapular, thoracic, and lumbar paraspinal muscles, secondary to motor vehicle accident, has decreased range of motion in all areas, and also demonstrating decreased strength, period. Physical therapy notes, same facility, June 16th, 2021, states that this patient presents to physical therapy with complaints in multiple locations, cervical left greater than right side, left anterior shoulder slash plexus, bilateral thoracic spine, bilateral lumbar spine, He notes radiating pain into the bilateral upper extremities, left greater than right. And he also has radiating pain in the bilateral legs to the calves, period. The patient reports that he was in a motor vehicle accident on May 7th, 2020, where he was hit from behind. He did see the doctor for an examination. X-rays were completed. The patient does report history of chronic neck pain and chronic low back pain prior to this accident, period. Patient was hit from behind while he was driving. Dash, a truck hit him on 15th of May, 2021, and he has been having pain in the bilateral cervical region, lumbar region, and pain radiating to the bilateral legs. Since then, he was taken to the hospital and told that there was a fracture in his left arm, period. Let's scratch out the line, states that he was taken to the hospital and told him that there was a fracture of his left arm. Scratch that line. New paragraph. After review of all the medical records, I have found that all his treatment that he has sustained from the automobile accident and as outlined above and in the medical records for May 15th, 2021 was all appropriate, necessary, and medically reasonable, period. New paragraph. Diagnostic assessments by Dr. Mandel is number one, nose trauma, pain, deviated septum, nasal fracture and concussion, period. Number two, cervical pain and strain. Number three, left clavicular injury and left shoulder pain. Number four, thoracic strain, sprain, and scapular strain, period. Number five, lumbar pain, strain, and radiculopathy. Number six, bilateral hip strain. Number seven, memory issues and confusion, period. The above seven diagnoses are directly caused by the automobile accident in question of May 15th, 2021, period. Diagnoses 2 to 7 are an aggravation of prior injuries, medical conditions, and prior accidents, period. Period. Diagnosis number one was strictly caused by the automobile accident of May 15th, 2021. No prior injuries or medical conditions contributed to that, period. New paragraph. The patient does have permanent impairment as a result of this automobile accident of May 15th of 2021, period. The patient has had prior injuries and conditions in the cervical, thoracic, lumbar, shoulder, and hip regions, period. The memory issues and confusion were also related to a prior automobile accident and medical conditions, period. The nose trauma and nasal fractures were strictly caused by this automobile accident of May of 2021, period. The patient will be more susceptible to arthritis in his back as a result of this automobile accident, period. New paragraph. Future medical expenses will include medications, both anti-inflammatory and analgesics, and an estimated cost of $100 a month for the remainder of his life, period. The patient may need an additional second nasal surgery to help alleviate his breathing difficulties, period. The patient can benefit by more physical therapy to possibly alleviate his symptoms, period. The patient will be more vulnerable and susceptible to a necessary surgery in his lumbar region. However, this was certainly contributed by his prior auto accidents and medical conditions, period. New paragraph. I have not provided medical care or any treatment for this claimant, period. I have not made any referrals or advised any treatment, period. I have reviewed the patient medical records as well as taken the history directly from the patient, but was unable to perform a physical examination, period. The purpose of this was to do an independent medical evaluation based upon the records, period. We have not entered into a doctor-patient relationship, period. New paragraph. The above opinions are both based solely on the information provided and mentioned above, and they are expressed within a reasonable degree of medical certainty based upon the scientific principles accepted in the medical community, period. I am dual board certified in both family practice and also osteopathic medicine, period. I have over 40 years experience in these types of cases, period. The patient gave me informed consent to conduct this review and share my findings with any party who requests this information, period. If I could be of any further assistance, please feel free to contact me. Sincerely yours, Terry Mandel, DON of Dictation.